I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. In recent weeks, there's been a big surge in the number of people in South Carolina infected with COVID-19. Dr. Michael Schmidt is here to talk about what's going on in our state regarding COVID infections and how individuals can protect themselves as they wait their turn for getting the vaccine. Dr. Michael Schmidt is a professor of microbiology and immunology at MUSC. Dr. Schmidt, you're staying on top of the COVID situation in South Carolina. What do we need to know as individuals to stay safe at this stage of the pandemic?
Well, Bobby, as we start a new year, we find ourselves in a situation where the virus is raging across our state and our country. As we record this, the country has seen a tragic number of our fellow Americans catch COVID. And in South Carolina alone, close to 6,000 of our brothers and sisters have lost their lives to this virus.
What can we do each day to protect ourselves during this intense stage of the pandemic?
Some of you may have heard the phrase, stop swapping air. This was coined by one of my colleagues, Dr. Michael Osterholm from Minnesota. And it's based on a simple idea that the best way to protect ourselves and others from COVID-19 is to avoid swapping air, or in other words, not to spend time in enclosed spaces with people that aren't in your pod of protected individuals. So if you're in the same space, whether it be a restaurant, whether it be a public restroom, whether it be a grocery store, that's where your risk is. And that's why it's so important to wear your mask properly. And then when you get home, wash your hands before you interact with your face. That's the best way to protect yourself.
We've all heard about variants of COVID. What do we need to know right now about that?
Bobby, changes in viruses are not uncommon, and they can appear and disappear over time. Some persist, some don't. But the good news is that our medicines are still working against this new variant. Our strategies for limiting its spread are still working. And the two emergency use vaccines that are being distributed in South Carolina are effective against this new variant. So that's very good news for people vaccinated in the U.S. today. Even if they get infected with the new variant, the vaccine will protect them.
We know that people are really weary with pandemic fatigue. Any words of wisdom from your perspective about hanging in there and being vigilant?
Bobby, this is a very long tunnel that we are about to enter. But with the two emergency use vaccines we have, we see the light. We just have to be patient as the vaccine schedule appears. When you're offered an opportunity to get vaccinated, please do, because the sooner we get to that magic number of 85 to 90% of our population being vaccinated, the sooner we'll be able to get back to normal.
Dr. Schmidt, thanks for this update about actions we can all take to stay safe during this stage of the pandemic.
Thanks, Bobby, and everyone stay safe.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.